Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yudchasim and Aleph. We're holding on Yudchasim and Aleph, 8 lines from the top, by the words Umar Ra'u. So we're in the middle of going through the Seder of Shmoneh Esrei, we got up to Maidim, says the Gemara now, Umar Ra'u Laimar Berchas Kayhanim Achreida. Why do we have Berchas Kayhanim right after Maidim? Dechziv, Vayisa Aaron Es Yodav Ala'am Vayivarachim, Vayirin Me'asit Sechatas Va'ilav Ashlamim. So you see, Berchas Kayhanim is associated with Avaida. So after Ritzei, we do Maidim, but then ultimately we do Berchas Kayhanim. Says the Gemara, Sa'ima Kaidim Avaida. So why don't we say Berchas Kayhanim before Avaida, just like in the Pasuk it's before Avaida? Says the Gemara, Lo Sagadaitach Dechsev Ve'yivred Me'asais Achatas. Miksev Lasais, Me'asais Ksev. You're right, the Avaida is written afterwards in the Pasuk, but if you look at what the Pasuk is saying, it's saying that they had already done the Avaida. So really it's Avaida, and then Berchas Kayhanim. Okay, V'leimer Acher Avaida. So then why don't we have Berchas Kayhanim immediately after Avaida? Why do we first do Maidim? Says the Gemara, L'sagadaitach techsiv zeveach taida. Because we have another pasuk which associates haida with avaida, so therefore we do haida first. Well, machazesa desamchasahai smaychahai. Well, why are you dafka relying on that pasuk which puts haida next to avaida? Use our pasuk which puts berachas kaihanim next to avaida. Says the Gemara, mistavra avaida vaida chadamilsihi. It makes more sense to go like that pasuk and put Avaida together with Maidim, because Haida is a type of Avaida Hashem, and then afterwards we have Berachos Kayhanim also near Avaida, but not Mamish right after. Umar Ra'u Laimar Sim Shalom Acher Berachos Kayhanim. Now why do we do Sim Shalom after Berachos Kayhanim? Tichsiv Isamu Hashemiv Abnei Yisrael V'ani Avarchem. It says by Berachos Kayhanim that I'm going to give you a bracha, bracha da Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. And we know that the bracha of Hashem is Shalom, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Yivarech Es Amai Bashalom. Ask the Gemara, now going back to the original, the way this whole sugya started is that we mentioned that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made a Seder to Shmoneh Esrei, and then also Shimon HaPakuli made a Seder. Now Shimon HaPakuli lived a few hundred years later, so ask the Gemara, V'chim Ha'acher, D'meya V'asim Zekeinim U'mehem Kama Nevi'im Tiknu Tefillah Ala Seder. Once we have that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they're misaking Tefillah Ala Seder, so Shimon HaPakuli Ma'hister. So what was he misader? Says the Gemara that Shakchum V'chazer V'sidrum, that the Seder was forgotten, and he reinstated it. Mikan ve'elach, says the Gemara, once we finish the 18 or 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, it's also l'sapir b'shvachei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to make up your own additional praises. D'amar b'lazer ma'idechziv mi'amal gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tilasoi. What the pasuk means is that l'min na'ed l'amal gvuras Hashem, to who is he allowed to? Who is it proper that he's allowed to speak out the praises, the gvurais of Hashem? L'misha yachol lashmiya kol tilasoi. Only a person that he's able to make known all of Hashem's praises, which of course there's nobody. There's no one that can make known all of Hashem's praises, and therefore there's nobody that should be making his up, should be extending the praises of Hashem. I'm a rabbi bar brachana, I'm Rabbi Yechnon, that ha-misaper b'shvachai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who does make up his own, he adds praises, yoyser midai, more than what's required of him, so he's nekar min ha'olam. So Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ha super like yadaber, em amar ish ki yavula, that if a person starts saying these things, these extra praises, so ki yavula, he'll be swallowed up, he'll be nekar min ha'olam. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar gibor rayo, v'amrilo ish kfar gibor chayo. The ma'idich siv, what's the meaning of the pasuk, l'cha dum yasihila, that to you Hashem, silence is praise, that sama dekulu mashtuka, the best medicine of everything is silence, silence is the best medication. And on this note of the ma'ilah of silence, says the Gemara, that kiyasa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amri, he reported, that Amri v'marava, they have a geshmaka saying in Eretz Yisrael, that mila besela, mashtuka betrain, that if you would buy a word for a sella, better to buy silence for two sellas. Better to pay more and have silence. Karao pelo yotza. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not yotze. Minolan. How do you know that you have to read a dafka from a sefer? You can't read it by heart. Amarava asya zechira schira. We learn out Xavier Shava of zechira schira. Ksiv hacha, it says by the Megillah of Ayam Emeila nizkarim. Uksiv hasam, and it says by Mechias Amalek, it says ksiv zoi zikarain basefer. And so it says zikarain, and it mentions that it has to be basefer. So ma'alahalan basefer, afkan basefer. Just like over there, you read it from a sefer. By Parshas Zachar, so too over here by the Megillah, you have to read it from a sefer and not Baal Peh. Ask the Gemara, Mimai Dahai Zechira Kriyahi. Who says by Zachar that you're supposed to read it? You said maybe you're supposed to just look at it at the Sefer, and you just think it. Dilma Ian Ba'alma, you just look at it. Says the Gemara, L'salkadaitach Tachsiv Zachar. It says Zachar. So now, Yacha Balev. Now you could say Zachar means in your heart. However, Kishuaimber Leitishkach, Hari Shechas Alev Amr. It already says that you shouldn't let it go from your heart. So Hamani Mekayim Zachar. So what's the Torah adding when it says Zachar? It must be Bapeh. You're supposed to read it from the Sefer. You can't just look at it, you have to actually read it from the Sefer. Kara Targum L'Yatza. We mentioned if you read it in Aramaic, the Megillah in Aramaic, you're not Yotze. Heichi Dami. What's the case? If it's written in Lashon HaKodesh and you read it in Aramaic, so that's the same thing as reading it by heart, which you already said you're not Yotze. Says the Gemara, L'Tzricha Dechziva Targum Ukari Le Targum. It's written in Aramaic and you read it in Aramaic. Aval Kairi Naisal L'Yazleis Belaz. So when we read the Mishnah and the Maskan of the Gemara, is that what this means is that you can read it in a foreign language to someone who knows that language. But the Gemara right now just assumes that the Mishnah means that you're allowed to read it in a foreign language. The problem with that is, V'ha Amrit Kara B'chol Lashon Lo Yatza. A line before this in the Mishnah, we said that if you read it in another language, you're not Yotze, not Aramaic, and surely not in any other language. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Amrit Tarvayu B'laz Yavani. When it says that you could read it, L'le Azlis B'laz, in another language, it's referring specifically to the language of Greek, which is treated differently than other languages. And now, Heichidami asked the Gemara, like we asked before, what does it mean you can read it in Greek? Ilema dechziva shuris v'karle yavanis haynu alpeh. If it's written in Lashon HaKodesh and you read it in Greek, so that's reading it by heart, which you're not yaitze. So Amar v'acha, Amar belazar, shekuva belaz yavanis. And no, what the Mishnah means is that it's written in Greek and you read it in Greek. Now that we mentioned Rab Acha Amar Belazar, so before we continue with the sugya, the Gemara is just going to mention another memra from Rab Acha Amar Belazar. That Va'amar V'Acha Amar Belazar, Minayin Shekaru HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYaakov Kel. Where do we know it from that Hashem called Yaakov Kel? Shenem Avriyikru LeKel Elokei Yisrael. Now that pasuk is Hashem calling Yaakov Kel. How do we know that? De'isal kadaitach lemizbeach karla liYaakov Kel. If you would assume like the pasuk pshat that it's Yaakov talking to the mizbeach, that Yaakov called the mizbeach Kel, so then vayikra le Yaakov mi vayile. The pasuk should have said vayikra le Yaakov and told us that. Ella vayikra le Yaakov. What the pasuk is saying is that he called to him to Yaakov and he called him Kel. Umi kare Kel. Who is this one that called out to Yaakov and called him Kel? It was Elokei Yisrael. It was Hashem. Hashem called Yaakov Kel. Now back to our program. So we mentioned that Greek is different. If you read the Megillah in Greek, you're Yotze. Ask the Gemara Meisve. We learned in the Braisa, Kare Giftis Ivris Elamis Madis Yavanis Lo Yotze. So you can't read it in other languages. Even in Greek, you're not Yotze. Says the Gemara, Holei Dami Allah. Now, no, our Mishnah is saying like a different part of the Braisa, which says that Giftis le Giftim, Ivris le Ivrim, Ilmis le Ilamim, Yavanis le Yavanim, so that you are Yotze. As long as the person understands that language, you are Yotze. That's what the Mishnah was saying. It wasn't saying Stam, you could read it in Greek. It was saying you could read it in Greek to someone who understands Greek. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, that we're talking about someone who understands that language, and it's based off of this Braisa, or it's just like the Hadin expressed in this Braisa, so then Rabbi Shmuel Amai Mukmi Lolamas Nisan Belaz, Belaz Yavanis. So why did they have to say specifically that the Mishnah is referring to Greek, like my Becholaz? They could say it's talking about any foreign language. Any foreign language, if you're reading it to someone else who understands that language, you're Yotze. So it says the Gemara, Ela Masnisan Gebraisa. So in the Chanami, our Mishnah is saying the din of the Braisa. Our Mishnah is saying that you can read it in any language as long as someone else understands that language. V'chi Idmar de Rav Shmuel Ba'alme Idmar. When Rav and Shmuel said that you could read the Megillah in Greek, they weren't saying that to explain our Mishnah. They were stam saying that as a separate halacha. That Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu Laz Yevani L'chol Kasher. Now you can read it in Greek to anybody, even to someone who doesn't understand Greek. Ask the Gemara, but the Braisa seems to suggest otherwise. Vakatani Yavanis Liyavanim. So the Yavanim and Lukuli Amalai. It's only to someone who understands Greek. You can't read the Megillah in Greek to someone who doesn't understand Greek. How could Rav and Shmuel argue on the Braisa? Says the Gemara, Inudamu Kereshim Ben Gamliel. Because they'll tell you it's Machlekes Tanayim, and they're going like Rav Ben Gamliel, that not Rav Ben Gamliel Aimer, Afsvarim Layatiru Shiyukasva Liyavanis. Now Rav Ben Gamliel said that all Sifrei Tanakh could be written in Greek. He held that Greek is considered different. We had this earlier in the Masechta. And therefore, Rav and Shmuel said that so too, you could read the Megillah in Greek even to someone who doesn't understand Greek. The Braisa, which says otherwise, is going like the Chachamim. We'll ask the Gemara, V'leimru halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So why didn't Rav and Shmuel just say simply that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Says the Gemara, because the Amri halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, have amina hanimili shar svarim. Aba magila dechsiv bekechsava emolai. Kamash molan. I would have thought to say, if they would just say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that shar sifrei Tanakh could be written and could be read in Greek, or written in Greek. But the Megillah, maybe not, because the Pasuk says, Kichsavim, that you're supposed to read it like the way it's written. So you might have thought to darshan it in the Pasuk in that way, Kamash one, that that's not the Pshat, and you rather, you could read it in Greek, even to someone who doesn't understand Greek. We said that anybody could hear the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand it. Ask the Gemara, V'hala Yadamai Kamri. How could he be Yaitse if he doesn't understand it? Says the Gemara, Midi Dehava Anashim V'Amei Aretz. It's no different than women in Amei Aretz, who at least in those times didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, and they're still Yaitse. Maskel for Ravina, and Ravina asked, what were you even asking? Kilu, you're assuming that you need to understand the Megillah. Who says? And Atu Anan, Achshtaranim B'nei HaRamachim Miyadinan. Do we know what all the words in the Megillah mean? We know what that Pasuk's referring to. Ela Mitzvah's Kriya, Persumei Nisa, Hachanami, Mitzvah's Kriya, Persumei Nisa, the Mitzvah was to read it, to be mefarsim v'neis. It's okay if you don't know what the words mean. So too, there's nothing wrong with someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh hearing the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you read the Megillah in piecemeal, a few psukim at a time, then take a break, and then a few psukim, you're yaitse. Says the Gemara that Lehavu Yadi Rabban and Maisei Rugin. They didn't know what the word Seirugin meant until Shema'uha Lamsa de Be Rebbe, the Ka'amra Lulu Rabbanon, the Havu Aili Piske Piske Le Be Rebbe, the maidservant of Be Rebbe, she said to the Talmidim who were coming into Rebbe's yeshiva, groups and groups at a time, she said, An Masai Atem Nichnasin Seirugin Seirugin. And then like that, they understood what it meant. Rugin. And says the Gemara on that note that Lehavu Yadi Rabbanan Mai Chalal Gleigos, what this vegetable, which vegetable it's referring to, until Shema'uha La'amsa de Be'rebi, the Amrele Lehu Gavra, the Havakam Evad, Parpechine, she was saying to a certain one of the Bacharim who was spreading this certain type of vegetable, Ad Masai Atam Efazir Chalal Gleigecha. And so they figured out that that's what vegetable it's referring to. Lehavu Yadi Rabbanan Mai Salsaleho Sermemecha, until Shema'uha La'amsa de Be'rebi, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe, Dahava Amrilahu Gavra, Dahava Mahapich Bemazie, she was saying to one of the Bachram who was playing with his hair, flipping his hair, Amrilah, she said to him, Ad Masai Atam Misalsil Besarecha, how long are you going to keep flipping your hair? And then they realized that that's what the word means, Salsileh. They didn't know what it meant, Yehavcha. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Zimna Chada, Hava Azina Bahadi, Bahade Dahu Tayo. One time I was traveling with a certain Arab merchant, the Kadreina Tuna, and I was carrying a heavy load, V'amarli, and he said to me, Shkol Yehavach, V'ushtei Agamlai. Take your package, take your load, and throw it on my camel, and then I realized that that's what the word means in the Pasuk. L'havu yadi rabbanan mai v'tate siya v'matate, hashmeid, until Shema'uha l'amsa de be'rebi, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe, Dahava Amra l'chaverta, she was saying to her friend, that Shkoili tatisa, utati besa, take the broom and sweep the house, and then they realized what the words in the Pasuk meant.